What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's exactly what we're bringing. We're bringing uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. You can check us out where?
At Facebook, at the Positive Truth. On Twitter, at TPT underscore podcast. On Instagram, at the Positive Truth. iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
And on Fridays, today, we talk about an issue, facts about it, why it's an issue, and how you can change it for the better. We're hitting a really big one today. We're talking about stress. Before we talk about stress, we have some housekeeping to do. My man Tim has this beautiful t-shirt on, has our logo on the front, has our logo on the back.
Oh, I'll turn around for you guys.
If you want to get one of these t-shirts, they're $20. All benefits are going to RAIN, Sexual Assault Nonprofit, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Positive Tomorrows, which is an Oklahoma City base.
Oh, okay. Thunder up.
Nonprofit that helps with homeless children. If you email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com and send us a picture of 10 of your friends either subscribing to our YouTube page, following us on Twitter or Instagram, or liking our Facebook, we will send you a free t-shirt and we'll take the prices from it and send it to the nonprofits, so you can help out this podcast by getting us more followers, more shares. You get an awesome t-shirt and you get to donate to a nonprofit. So you don't even have to pay. You just get, email us, send us a little Facebook picture, Facebook message,
screenshot, something.
And you get to donate to a nonprofit, $20, you don't have to pay for. You get a t-shirt and you get to help out in the community.
Super positive, right?
Absolutely. Just like we're trying to be. You know what's not super positive?
What's that?
Stress.
Man, that's really, really negative. It's depressing.
Absolutely. What is stress, man?
Let's talk about stress. Stress basically is your body's way of dealing with any external threat. If you were a caveman and a predator approached you, your nervous system would just go into fight mode, right? Like you would be stressed out and you'd be ready to fight. But then after that predator left, your body would be so stressed out that you'd be so fatigued, like you would be completely shut down. Stress is like a house on your shoulders, man. That's what it is. Stress is
I feel like we're 5 minutes into the podcast and you're already just feeling
stressed.
Your
desk. I'm just stressed. Stress is just the most negative thing in the world right now to me. What's stress to you, JP?
What's stress? I mean, you just pretty much
went in on it.
You know, you hit nail on the hammer, whatever, nail on the head, whatever. But the thing is, like, I feel like stress is, it's different for different people. There's different kinds of stress, and they affect you differently. It's like emotional stress, like relationship stress. There's work stress. There's like physical stress, like, hey, I just ran 10 miles, I just ran a marathon, now I can't move. Like, there's different kinds of stress and they affect you differently. But overall, like, way too many Americans are stressed. Like 44% of Americans are like overtly and just stressed out. This number has just kept on rising. One in like three out of every four doctor's appointments are due to like stress-related problems. Like stress increases your risk for like, just tell them.
Boom, anxiety, digestive problems, fatigue, food cravings, or binge eating, hair loss, headaches, increased dependency on tobacco, alcohol, or any kind of illegal drug, induced premature labor for pregnant women, insomnia, irritability and anger, muscle tension or pain, it lessens your sex drive, short-term memory impairment, social withdrawal, and weight gain.
Yeah, so it's just awful.
Yeah, it's terrible.
The number one thing that's killing everyone is heart disease, and it's like cancer. Like, all this is just stress.
Stress feeds that.
Yeah. That's...
it's not good. And you're absolutely right. It's not. Like,
stress... no bueno.
If anything you got out of this podcast so far, this episode, stress is no good. It can ruin your whole entire life.
I got a stat. In America, the number one stress, like, number one reason people are stressed is work. So what's the number one stressor in your life?
Work.
Me too. So, like, in America, we have the least amount of vacation and sick days. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about, how to minimize stress. But like, we're generally overworked and underpaid. And it's hard to avoid stress because we have these phones that never turn off and they're constantly hitting you up. You have these images on TV telling you how to live your life. Like, you're not pretty enough, buy my product. Or you're not where you want to be in life because look at all these successful people around you. Then you have emotional stress. It's just dealing with relationships, dealing with people every single day. We just did an episode on gossiping, people gossiping about you.
That's stressful.
Yeah. Then you gotta deal with like physical stress, because now since you're emotionally and mentally stressed out all the time, mentally stressed out from work, emotionally stressed out from relationships, it's affecting your body, so now you have physical stress, and it's just a cycle. It's just awful.
It sounds like stress is a lifestyle I don't want to be a part of.
Are you stressed out, Tim?
Definitely not, man. I'm definitely not. Definitely not stressed. I definitely get into my modes, though, where I'm stressed for like 2 or 3 days at a time, and then I get to a point where, meh, I don't care anymore. But yeah, for sure, man. There's a lot of different ways to handle stress.
What's your go-to?
My go-to is running. That's like...
That sounds awful.
No, man. Obviously for me, it's different. For everybody, we all have... Whenever I run, like, no matter what I was thinking about, the physical pain that I'm going through with running, like, trumps everything I'm going through. And then once I'm done running, whatever I was stressed out about, I can handle it so much better.
So exercising.
Exercising.
So 100%. That's one way you can lower stress, because there's a lot of different ways to exercise. You could do yoga, you can weight train, you can do the little dance classes.
Get your cardio in. What is it called? Zumba?
Zumba, like, yeah. So the exercise can lower your stress level. So that's a great example. What about meditation?
Love meditation. That definitely helps. Definitely helps. I love how, like, that was one of the first episodes we ever did, and that's like a part of my life now, is meditating.
We never did meditation as an episode.
Well, we talked about it on one of our first episodes. I think you talked about it, and you told me that you did it, and I went for like 3 months of not trying it. And then once I did, addiction.
Positive peer pressure.
I love it. Another way you could handle stress is by listening to music, especially in this day and age where we have all these Apple Musics and all kind of stuff where you pay $10 a month and you can listen to any type of music you want to. That's pretty dope too. So if you're stressed out and you like music, that's definitely a good way. I know I used to do that in middle school.
But see, the thing we just talked about was the number one stressor for people is work. You can't just like stop on a dime and start medicating. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You can't start just like, I'm stressed out, let me go exercise. I'm stressed out, let me listen to music. Like, that doesn't happen at work.
Right.
So like, one of the best like de-stressors is a positive mood, the power of positive thinking. So before you go like into a stressful situation that you know has been stressing you out, mentally like handle it beforehand, the visualization, and then positive thoughts while you're going through it. So like, you get to work, visualize, you know, while you're driving, like, you know, this crap's probably gonna happen. I'm gonna be prepared for it, because you're mentally prepared for it. It's less of the stress when it happens.
Right.
Think positive thoughts through it. It'll help you fight through it right there.
Right. No, I mean, that's actually good. Another thing to do while you're at work, if you're in a stressful situation, deep breaths. Let's slow that heart rate down.
Absolutely.
Let's slow it down.
Manage your mind state.
Indubitably.
If possible, you can always laugh. Like we just did.
Exactly.
Laughing like does so many great things.
Man, is there science behind laughing? I feel like that's like the best medicine. Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
Well, you don't remember that movie. Let me be quiet.
Yes, there is science behind laughing. But go on with your story.
Well, you know, what is it? Patch Adams, I believe it was called. Robin Williams.
I know who that is, but I've never seen this movie.
He had, like, he opened up a clinic, and basically the medicine was making his patients laugh, and some of his patients were getting better, and I just thought it was pretty cool.
Wonderful placebo.
Indubitably. We gotta learn a new word here, Tim. Come on, man. No.
But, I mean, yeah, laughing has definitely been proven to help out. That's the thing with the positive thoughts. Like, it's gonna lower your stress, it's gonna just improve your mood. Your mind state, or like you could write a journal.
That helps for sure. I've been there, done that.
Why don't you write a journal now, Tim?
Actually, I've been thinking about it. I've been talking to my wife about it. Like, I think I should start writing again because I'm.
You know when you should start writing? Whenever y'all have kid number uno. That way, whenever you go back to read it, it's like, hey, son, 15 years ago, I was dealing with changing your diaper. And it'll give you some perspective. You might like the reread. Just do it like once a week. Talk about like all the crazy stuff you're doing. You're going on with becoming a new parent. You know, being a parent is stressful too.
Man, I'm excited. I'm excited to be a parent one day. But yeah, I already know, man. I got too many nieces and nephews. And I can give them back. So I know when I get stressed out, here you go. I'm done. Can't do it. Nope.
On top of that, like, we got this television and internet that's basically unfiltered. It's always going to be going after them. You gotta hope the school teachers you're sending them to are being properly paid and have enough supplies to teach them properly. Mm-hmm. Then you gotta worry about crazy drivers in the street while your kids are outside playing. That's a lot of fears and stresses that come with being a parent.
Absolutely right.
And it never goes away. Even when they turn 18, you're still gonna be worrying about them.
You're absolutely right.
This is a stressful world we live in.
We gotta learn how to handle it better, for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Well, since you're talking about having a kid, you're married. Mm-hmm. Having someone to like talk to.
Oh, man. That's one of the best. Somebody you can vent to. Because sometimes you're not always right. And when you're stressed out, you may say a lot of negative things. But when you have somebody there just to listen to you, wait for you to get all that out.
Like your own personal therapist, basically.
Exactly. It's definitely a blessing, for sure.
So how has Edna helped you in your life?
Man, she listens to me like no other.
So this is probably why you're not stressed.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm a happy person for sure because of her. But yeah, I mean, whenever I'm in a stressful situation, we work at the same place, and she understands some of the stress I go through, so she can see it. But she's really, really good at listening to me. And that's just like any friend. It doesn't have to be your wife or spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend, whoever. It can just be a friend, somebody to listen to. Whenever you can get out and talk about how you feel, it makes things so much easier because somebody's listening.
So what was the most stressful situation you've ever, like a few stressful situations you've gone through in your life recently? Like super stressful.
Oh man, on our way back from our wedding, I lost my wallet, right? I lost it in Atlanta or something. We got married in the Dominican Republic and I lost it in Atlanta maybe. Get back to Oklahoma City, hungry, ready to get something to eat. Can't find my wallet, I'm freaking out. Like not
worried. You lost it in Atlanta? You didn't notice until you got back?
No clue. I mean,
what kind of paradise were you living in, Tim?
Man, I was. Yeah.
You didn't need your wallet for a week?
Well, no, not for a week. It was on the way back. We were flying, so I was.
Yeah, but still, like.
It was only for a day. It was only for a couple hours. I didn't notice I didn't have it. It was on the flight. Like, I had it in Atlanta because I know we ate lunch there. And then I'm playing Pokemon Go at the time. So I'm walking around the airport, you know, catching Pokemon and stuff, and not even paying attention or thinking about anything. Plane was delayed, so I'm laying down in all kind of random places. We had to go to another gate and all kind of stuff, not thinking about anything. Finally get on the plane, fly back to Oklahoma City, get a taxi, go back home. As soon as I got home, reached for my wallet, couldn't find it, looking in the car. It's out there for like 15 minutes. It's dark too, you know, you couldn't see anything. Got my little flashlight out. And I remember being so stressed out. I had only a couple hundred dollars, but I mean, I just came back from vacation. That couple hundred dollars, you know, useful. I mean, lost my wallet, I mean my ID, credit cards and stuff like that, easily replaceable things, but I just remember being so upset because, you know, I'm like, why is that? Like, it was just one of those memorable moments for me as in being stressed. And going back, I wish I would have handled it better because I know, like, I made, you know, coming home from your wedding, you're not supposed to be upset, you're supposed to be happy. And if I wasn't so stressed out, it'd have been a more of a happy moment versus a stressful moment versus a moment that, like, I regret.
Did you ever get your wallet back?
Nah, man.
I was trying to be positive.
Man, I called Atlanta's airport, Oklahoma City's airport, never found it. And I know for a fact I had in Atlanta because I paid for food.
So how do you deal with work stress?
Work stress, deep
breaths. Since you said deep breaths?
Deep breaths. That's the only thing I could possibly do, deep breaths. Deep breaths, and then I try to surround myself with the positive people that are in that restaurant for sure.
And this is the number one source of stress in your life?
Work, 100%.
What about coaching? That doesn't stress you out?
Not really. I mean, the only thing that stresses me out maybe like coworkers and stuff, but that's nothing really. It's no issue. Coaching is just, that's definitely my stress reliever, I would say. I definitely enjoy being there. You have your moments though, of course. I mean.
Yeah, so for me, like, work is definitely number one. Okay. like my main cause at work is working with people that aren't very good. It's like number one cause of stress. Like we have a meeting before every day. Like the only thing that's going through my head during the meeting, like they can be talking about anything, I'm not paying attention. The only thing I'm paying attention to, who am I working with? And if someone bad, it's just like, So I'm like, how big is our section? How am I going to cover for this sorry person right now? And like, I just feel like I mentally deal with it and move on. Like, it's not even like an eh, it's just like, I hope this person's on top of it. And what usually happens is like, if you get busy and they're not on top of it, you're almost too busy to be like, you're stressed out about it. And you're too busy to be like angry about it. So what happens is like, when it's over and it's like, when it's really busy, I think to myself like, in a few hours this will be over, it won't matter. But what happens is in those few hours when it calms down, I'm just like, I'm just looking at this person sideways like, and they're telling me like, we made all this money. And I'm like,
wait,
I made all this money. And so like at work, it's just like, I have to tell, like what I do, this is gonna sound really weird, I chew gum. Like this chew gum has been proven to like lower.
Right, I know a lot of people that chew gum actually for stress.
So I don't do caffeine. So it's just like, I usually chew gum before the shift. So whenever I get the partner shift, it's awful. It's like, I'm just gonna chew my gum through this. And then if I have some at the end, it's like, I will chew on something, even if it's like my tongue. Just like, I gotta get over this. It's impossible to avoid stress.
But it's not impossible to handle it in a positive way.
Absolutely. So positive thoughts, people. Do you have a positive quote for us, Tim?
I do, but can you tell everybody where they can find us at?
I like how you just tried to pull up a stressed out quote, and you pulled up the stressed out song by A Tribe Called Quest. Have you ever even heard that song?
No, man. Never.
Oh, you're missing out, man. It's a classic. It's got Faith Evans on it. Biggie's wife. Ex-wife. Widow. It's a really good song. But you can find us at the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook, SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes. Twitter, TPT_podcast. Gmail at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. And Instagram at thepositivetruth. Tim, did you find a great quote?
I didn't find a great one, but I have one. 99% of the things you worry about never happen.
Are we sure that's true?
Yeah, it's not true, but we definitely should stop worrying as much, though, for sure. Especially stop worrying about what other people think about you. That stresses people out a lot. Live for yourself.
Absolutely. Make sure, if you want to get one of these wonderful t-shirts, to share this podcast. Send us a Gmail with a picture. We will send one to you. All proceeds are going to nonprofits. It's a wonderful thing. Until then, we'll be back on Monday with some positive news. We out.
Stay positive.